GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The cleanup continues all across Florida following the 1-2 punch that was Helene and then Milton. Two tornadoes that left many communities along the coast in tatters. The latest storm left 16 people dead and has resulted in at least 2.5 million power outages. In the Middle East, an Israeli airstrike on a central Beirut apartment building has killed 22 people. It was an attempt to take out a Hezbollah leader, says ABC's James Longman, who's there.
The issue with these assassination attempts is that they come with no warning whatsoever. And this is a really busy residential neighborhood. Plus, this is central Beirut. This is not the southern suburb of the city where so much of that Hezbollah infrastructure is located and where we usually see these strikes by Israel.
Wholesale prices were unchanged last month, another sign inflation could be returning to something close to normal. After years of stretching American households thin during the pandemic, the Labor Department says a producer price index didn't move from August to September. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin prisons are no longer accepting donations of used books. That's because secondhand books are used to smuggle drugs behind bars. The move has its critics. A nonprofit called Wisconsin Books to Prisoners says the decision limits inmates' access to information and does nothing about other ways prisoners get a hold of drugs. More pollution from farms and livestock operations is flowing down the Mississippi River Basin than ever before. Alicia Vasto of the Iowa Environmental Council says cleanup efforts need a lot more urgency.
Without that, I think we're kind of rudderless in the ways that we're trying to address pollution in the Mississippi River and the Gulf.
Midwestern groups are pushing for a pollution quota system similar to a successful program protecting the Chesapeake Bay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Being of service is very important to Green Bay real estate agent Mike Pritzel. He'll be of service over the next 2 weeks as he heads to Florida to help with Hurricane Milton disaster relief.
I've got time. It just feels right. And I'm going to do it. That's really the gist of why I do a lot of things in my life. We should help because we can.
While he's helped with disaster relief for the Red Cross locally for fires, this will be Pritzel's first out-of-state deployment. You can visit the Vietnam Memorial without leaving the Fox Valley, or at least you can visit an 80% replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The traveling wall is at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh through noon Sunday. American Legion Squadron 70 is sponsoring the visit. The wall arrived escorted by American Legion riders, local police and fire departments, and a Vietnam-era helicopter. While visiting the wall is free, the American Legion is still fundraising to cover the cost of bringing it to New Wisco. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks and the Lakers put on a show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it was just a preseason game, but the Bucks and the Lakers faced off at Fiserv Forum. Giannis against LeBron. Giannis with 20 points in 20 minutes of playing time. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Giannis got out running, and then the starters came back in and kept playing well. You need that sometimes, and I thought that happened.
The Lakers held on to win 107-102. NFL, the Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave to IR due to a lingering ankle injury. The team signed Falcons tight end John Fitzpatrick off Atlanta's practice squad. College football, the Badgers play Rutgers tomorrow in New Jersey at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell says the younger players now will bode well for the future.
This is what it takes to continue to build a program. You know, it doesn't always happen that way. Guys go down and guys don't take advantage of their opportunities. So there's some really good situations for young guys. I think that'll bode really well for us in the stretch.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
One more fairly warm day today, and then fall is going to kick in a very big way here over the weekend. A little breezy, partly cloudy, 76 today, tonight 43, tomorrow mostly cloudy, 61. By Sunday, scattered showers with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me in studio, plus Brian Karam, former White House correspondent, and Donald Trump incels Detroit in Detroit. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back to a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's Friday, that means my co-host Sandy Williams is on board. And as promised, we are honored, as always, to have on the line Tom Perez, the former chairman of the Democratic Party. Good morning to you, sir, and to what do we owe this great honor?
Well, it's great to be with you and your listeners, Earl. I'm back in Milwaukee today to talk about some major investments from the Biden-Harris administration. This is probably my sixth trip here to Milwaukee in my capacity working with President Biden and Vice President Harris, and today we're going to be with County Executive Crowley and Mayor Johnson. Our first event today, we're going to be at a graduation ceremony of a group of young people who are getting a pre-apprenticeship certificate. What does that mean? That means they're going to punch their ticket to the middle class. We are really excited to be going to the Ezekiel Community Development Corporation, which works to provide opportunities for folks who've, you know, had challenges at times in their lives. And so we're going to be talking about the graduation ceremony. And with some federal funding, this pre-apprenticeship program is connecting them to jobs here in the greater Milwaukee area that are going to really help them have a life of a middle-class life with good jobs and good opportunity. And then we're going to be over at the I'm going to be with the mayor and the county executive touring the Marsha Coggs Health and Human Services Center over in the city of Milwaukee. This is a one-stop center that's going to be a real anchor in the community to provide health care, to provide workforce services, to provide an array of services. And again, this is another part of our investing in Wisconsin initiative for the president and the vice president. I've been all over the state, and I know you broadcast all over the state. You know, we've been to Wausau and Racine to talk about federal investments to remove lead pipes so that people aren't drinking water that's contaminated. You know, I've been to Appleton to look at affordable housing projects and transportation projects that federal government is funding, and you know, we've been all around the city and county of Milwaukee as well to talk about the investments that we are making to expand opportunity here. So another exciting day here. I full disclosure for all your listeners, I got married here in Milwaukee about 36 years ago. So, you know, Earl, this is home for me in a very real way, and we want to make sure that we're continuing to make progress because we've been able to come a long way. There's no doubt about it, but we still have some challenges here, and that's what we're going to talk about, where we've been, what we're doing with these investments, and the unfinished business.
Well, two things. You know, you as visible as any politician national with a national presence as any that I've ever seen. I always see you in Milwaukee. The second thing is the Marsha Cogg Center is something that's it's the heartbeat of our community, and the building that has been standing there since the beginning of time certainly was going to be requiring tens of millions of dollars to repair. And through the infrastructure bill, there is a brand new, beautiful, brand new facility that is on the rise and going to be opening up on next year that I think none of us could have ever dreamt, those of us who have lived in Milwaukee our entire lives, could have never dreamt would have been happening.
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind words. And it is great to be here in Milwaukee. And the Marsha Cogg Center is going to be an anchor in that community. Yeah, I was here a couple months ago with the mayor and the county executive, and we were about three blocks from the Marsha Cogg's building. And we were there talking about investments in affordable housing. You know, I want to make sure that the American dream of home ownership is accessible to everyone. And I want to make sure that if you're renting housing, that you're renting housing that is affordable and safe and located near critical services. And we have taken federal dollars and worked together with Governor Evers and with the mayor and the county executive and other community and business leaders to make sure that we're building vibrant communities. You're absolutely right about the Marsha Cogg's building. It's going to be 60,000 square feet. It's really going to be an anchor for that community. And it's literally walkable from some of the other affordable housing that we have been talking about. And I actually visited a few months back. And I want to make sure that we have access to healthcare everywhere in the great state of Wisconsin. And the Marsha Cogg Center is a place where so many people are going to literally be able to walk and obtain healthcare. And, you know, as a result of the Affordable Care Act, we've seen, you know, pretty tremendous increases in enrollment in healthcare and health insurance programs here in Wisconsin. So, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I can talk about the dollars. I mean, we've invested over $30 million in federal money to support the Marsha Cogg Center, Earl. And, you know, the money we're excited about, but really behind every investment is people, communities. What we're about is making sure that folks get a fair shake, get a healthy start, get a head start. This pre-apprenticeship program, I'm going to be with one of my favorite members of Congress shortly, Glenn Moore, talking about this apprenticeship program.
So
that's what this is all about, helping people out.
So I know you have to go, but I want you to be able to speak to the rural listeners of this community about the fact and what the Build Back Better plan and the infrastructure. It's not just done this for the city, but for rural America as well.
Well, I really appreciate your question. And again, I want to underscore, I have been all over the state in this job. I've been to Eau Claire, I've been to Appleton, been to Racine and Wausau. You know, I asked my wife to marry me 37 years ago up in Marinette County. Okay, I think they're more deer than people in Marinette County. And it's one of our favorite places on the earth. Been to Cribbett many, many times. And your question is a really, really important one. Let me give you a really concrete example. When we were up in, you know, the rural pockets of Wisconsin, you know, one of the most important things that the president and the vice president have invested in is access to quality, high-speed internet for everyone. Internet is like water, Earl. It's an essential public good that must be affordable and accessible to everyone. And I met a woman who runs a rural health clinic in rural Wisconsin, and she told me two compelling stories. One had a great ending and one didn't. You know, if you want to get access to health care and you live in rural Wisconsin, a big way to do it is through telemedicine. It's especially useful for people seeking mental health care, therapy. And she told the story of one person whose life was literally saved because she was able to get access to internet and get the treatment that she needed. And there was another woman who didn't, and that didn't end so well. And that is the story of rural America. When you look at the Invest in Wisconsin and the Invest in America agenda, we have been all over the country. This is not just an urban initiative. This is an every zip code initiative. And again, you look at infrastructure projects. We were in Appleton, and there's right where the buses come, there's a transportation center that's going to get revamped. There's housing going in. I met with so many people in the center of the state, in the western part of the state, who talked about who are farmers. And by the way, farmers can take advantage, and I didn't know this, Earl. I learned this from farmers in Wisconsin. They can use high-speed internet it's called, I didn't know this until I came here to Wisconsin, precision agriculture. You take advantage of what you can learn through the internet to maximize your yield as a farmer. So when you think about these investments, clean water, not just for people here in the greater Milwaukee area, but making sure lead pipes are replaced everywhere across the state. And that's exactly what we're doing. Affordable housing investments everywhere across the state. Internet for all everywhere across the state. So, and then those other road and bridge projects.
So if I hold you any longer, we're going to both be in trouble. Thank you very much for the time. And the phone lines are all, these airways are always open for you.
Well, I appreciate that. And I thank you for the service you provide to Wisconsinites.
Sandy, we have one question.
Well, not a question, but I think this is a civics lesson. Sure. Actually, the Republican side wants to give tax reductions to everyone and says that the results of that will trickle down to you and you'll realize the benefits. Yeah. And what you're talking about is the flip side of that, which is when government can focus its money in the right directions, government can promote affordable housing. Trickle down doesn't provide affordable housing. Government can make sure that money is spent in the direction of affordable high-speed internet connection. So, I mean, there is a difference between a proactive government that properly invests the public's money, and it results in all kinds of jobs, right? Every one of the projects you've described involves jobs on the private side and outcomes that are the right kind of public policy outcome.
Well, there's a reason why the unemployment rate here in Wisconsin is 3%. It might even be 2.9%. I'm your former labor secretary, so I study these things all the time. This is one of the lowest unemployment rates on record. And let me just put a finer point on something you just said to close this out. There are a lot of people in Wisconsin and across America who have lost faith in government's ability to improve their lives. I understand that. But these investments that we've discussed here, these are about helping people. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we've been able to accomplish. And that's why I'm excited to be here.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day. I hope to see you later on this afternoon.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's Tom Perez, former chair of the Democratic Party. 855-752-4842. It's Friday. That means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community, so we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jigsaw!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to mind and too hype? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you want to dance, so move. All
right. Come on, man.
you know, you give me this assignment sometimes, I go rogue.
855, well, you certainly have stretched it. 855-752. 48-42. Okay.
It's basketball music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's do this. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Mike, thank you for hanging on, man. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Well, yeah, happy Friday, everybody. Hey, real quick. You know, I was listening to Donald Trump in Detroit, much less many, many other interviews. And, you know, to say that our election process produces shallow results, I think, is being generous. Somehow, guys, when we had, we the people, had passed along our elections to be privatized for profit elections, we the people really began losing our control. And you know, so when we're listening to people on the stump, and there's no pushback, no, or very little fact checking, and then we see all these low information people that maybe the reason why they're low information to begin with is because they're working 60 or 70 hours a week trying to take care of their families. They just don't have time to do their homework. But you know, our elections need to be about our people, not about a candidate. It's our property. I've said this a couple times on the air before, and I just hope that it begins to resonate. For us to hand off our elections to for-profit corporations or for the candidates to manipulate and work out the deal, I mean, it's insanity. It's our election. It's not theirs. It's not corporate. It's we the people's most fundamental a right in a well-functioning republic. It's our property. So we need to regulate it. We need to control it. And absolutely, when it comes to fact-checking, you know, when Donald Trump is talking about all these tariffs and you know, at the same time, he's talking about his economy and all this other stuff. His economy was Barack Obama's. What he's bragging about is Barack Obama's economy, not his. It takes a year and a half or 2 years. Everybody knows it takes a while for a candidate's policy to begin to catch. So
hang on, Mike. Sandy, you want to respond to
Well, no, yeah, the year and a half lead time is exactly what I was saying about the inflation that Biden experienced, which had to do with the bottled up demand from the pandemic, the bottleneck in the supply chain, and also the year and a half or 2 year lead time of the inflationary effect of the tax reduction that was enacted during Trump's period. So, you know, absolutely right. There's a delay in the effect of in policy, presidential policies or administration policies. And there's also a limit to the extent to which it can have an effect.
Mike, you want to finish your point?
We must provide accountability. We can't just let people spew whatever they want to spew. Doesn't fit. It'll never work. And quite frankly, it'll hurt us in the long term. We must take back control of our election.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Mike.
Well, I just wanted to continue a little bit talking after the Tom Perez segment, because I do think that what he had to say is an important civics lesson and a difference between a policy that is promoted, which has not worked, which is the notion that tax reductions will jumpstart the economy and that the broad economy will answer all of the problems of Tom, Dick, and Mary in the middle class, when the Tom, Dick, and Mary problems in the middle class relate to the affordability of housing, the cost of health care, and a number of things that will not be market-driven without having a government, some kind of government oversight, some kind of government incentives, some sort of government programmatics that are intended to promote the private sector's activities. And that's exactly what Tom Perez was talking about, which were government programs designed to promote private conduct, okay? And it's not that this wasn't the result of a capitalistic private marketplace. All of what Tom Perez is talking about is the result of private conduct, however incentivized or otherwise directed by the government and a proactive government. And the government can do those things, and it isn't socialism. It isn't taking over the business place and making it be driven by the government. No, it's simply guiding the business place with tax incentives. And, of course, Donald Trump starts talking about tax incentives or whatever when he's giving discussions. He's talking about itemized tax incentives. But when he talks about the government generally, he talks about broad across-the-board things. Reducing the corporate tax to 15% is not going to affect any of these policies beneficially. Putting tariffs on everything is not going to solve Tom, Dick, and Mary's problems with their budget. But a government-directed oversight of the economy, promoting certain kinds of activities, affordable housing, et cetera, will. And there's a big difference between the parties with respect to how they want to address that.
All right. 855-752-4842. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And you hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Break it down. Time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. Now why would I ever stop doing this? With others making records that just don't hit. I pull around the world from London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, empty hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health insurance premiums have gone up under Obamacare since 2010, but what about claims they've doubled? Here's Tricia Young.
In September, Robert Kennedy Jr. made the claim that Obamacare caused insurance premiums to go up 100%. But average annual health insurance premiums have increased by only 67% to 75% since Obamacare became law in 2010. Premium increases were actually higher before Obamacare, with rates rising over 130% for single and family coverage between 1999 and 2010. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Candlelight hikes return to Wisconsin state parks for 4 weeks starting this weekend. Most events include pumpkin carving, campfires, and more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Four Wisconsin school districts, including one from the Fox Valley and one from central Wisconsin, are facing federal civil rights complaints from LGBTQ plus advocacy groups. Winneconne Community School District and the School District of Abbotsford are accused of violating Title IX and fostering hostile environments for transgender and non-binary students. The complaints filed by Fair Wisconsin and GSAFE target districts that have eliminated or excluded gender identity from their anti-discrimination policies. A Green Bay chiropractor entered not guilty pleas through his attorney in Brown County Circuit Court yesterday. 76-year-old Ray Rodden faces three misdemeanor counts of fourth-degree sexual assault for incidents involving separate patients. His attorney, Nicole Morley, said he did not appear in court because he's hospitalized. A criminal complaint alleges Rodden touched patients sexually during treatments. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Guy Ritchie is attempting to line up some heavy hitters for his new project. The director of films like Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is in talks with Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Tom Hardy to star in his new series for Paramount Plus, tentatively called Guy Ritchie's The Associate. Deadline.com reports that the hour-long drama will tell the story of two generations of gangsters in the UK. There is no release date yet set. Martin Scorsese is getting on in years and makes very long films. The 81-year-old director has been in this racket for 60 years and says he has no intention of slowing down. Deadline reports that Scorsese has put his project about Frank Sinatra on hold while he works on a movie about Jesus. The director says he was inspired to tell the story of Jesus after meeting the Pope at Vatican City last year. He says he is hoping God gives him strength to finish both films. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever
reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
One more fairly warm day today, and then fall is going to kick in a very big way here over the weekend. A little breezy, partly cloudy, 76 today, tonight 43, tomorrow mostly cloudy, 61. By Sunday, scattered showers with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Fabulous Female Friday. We've got historian Heather Cox Richardson and Fatima Goss Graves, one of the co-founders of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Basketball Jones. Not a basketball Jones.
Hey, Cal. Are you sure you didn't help Sandy with this, man?
This is all Sandy.
Cheech and Chong.
Right. Welcome back to Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Sandy, dare I ask?
Yeah, but like I said, I went to the Bucks game last night. I got infected by basketball. I looked for tunes that, and you can't leave Basketball Jones out of a medley of basketball songs. Plus, in fact, I used to have a house in Park City, Utah, and I used to see Cheech all the time on the street.
Really?
So I'm kind of fond of Cheech and Chong.
Okay, let's go to Gene from Oh, by the way, if you're just joining us, you know, we've been playing, you know, remarks from Donald Trump's economic club event on yesterday in Detroit, and we've got a lot more of that. But we want to make sure we get you guys an opportunity to share your thoughts. Let's go to Gene from McClaire. Good morning to you, Gene. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I love this basketball and little Bow Wow. And great choice today in Cheech and Chong. Okay, well, anyway, I just wanted to quit for now. But it's so ironic that he should be in Detroit talking about, you know, doing all these great things for the car industries. My biggest concern, when he first got in, he hired Carl Icahn. Carl Icahn is well known, or maybe forgot about, it was a while ago, Uniroyal. Carl Icahn, the corporate raider, came to Eau Claire. He wanted to buy the Uniroyal tire company. And boy, were people upset, because he was going to buy it, because it's an older factory in Eau Claire. And he was going to shut her down and take the retirement money. And when I saw that guy put him in that office, I was sickened. And it's like, this guy, he brought us Foxconn. What is it, the eighth greatest wonder of the world? Yeah, great job, Trump. I just, this guy, people need to wake up. This guy is the greatest con man that ever lived, and he has no feelings for anybody. He don't care about jobs. And look at, he sells basketball shoes that are gold. He sells gold watches. He sells, you know, a lot of things. I wonder how much he's selling himself to other countries. I mean, this is just so sick, guys. But anyway, thank you for taking my call. Keep up. Great work.
Hey, Gene, you left out he sells bull plop.
Sells what?
Bull plop as well.
Oh, bull. Oh, I see. Yeah, BS. I see what you're saying.
I can't say the other thing. Anyway, let's go to Al. Hey, Al, what's going on? Al from Milwaukee.
Finally, you got a theme song. Calvin, I want to hear that every day.
Which one is that?
Can't touch this.
Basketball Jones?
Oh, no, you can't touch
can't
this.
Can't touch this.
Oh, yeah. I got that.
Every day, Calvin. Can't touch this.
Yeah. What was that guy's name, man? What was his
Hammer.
Name? Yeah, MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. Yeah, I got MC Hammer. He's. We just played Can't
yeah,
Touch
that's,
This.
That's yeah. what he was saying. That's yeah. what he was saying. Al seems to kind of be fond of that.
Well, like I said, I went off the reservation, and I did some good stuff.
All right, Al, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, good morning. I really love this show, this one in particular. And that is because you have taken his speech, and you have fact-checked everything. And this is important, because when we talk to people – on the other side of the view, and I'm not really a political person. I vote for the person, not for the political party. But when someone is constantly lying and telling things that are not true, and these gullible people suck this stuff up, and they believe it as the gospel, it's unbelievable. And they don't take time to really look at it.
Maybe years ago we had the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel, and we read these newspapers back and forth, and we knew what was going on, and we listened to the news. We listened to the news and everything, so we were really fairly informed. But these people today don't do that. They think that what Trump is saying is the gospel truth, and it's not. It's all a bunch of made-up lies. And then what happens is when you confront them and say no, and you know I'm a fact checker. I do that just as commonplace. And you say, no, that's not true. They go off the rail. They go off the reservation. And they call you the other day, every filthy name in the book. And I was shocked because this was supposedly someone who went to college and actually spent time in the military. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You end up walking away from these people, obviously. But it's time that we fact check every one of these speeches, put it on the air. People, this is the truth. And, you know, you can decide to vote whoever you want to vote for, but I would rather vote for someone who's telling the truth than someone who's going and blatantly lying time and time again.
Hey,
so I appreciate this morning.
Hey, Susan, really thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Good morning. As I fight the resistance to go out and buy a pair of parachute pants, I'm going to get on to my point. I think one of the things, too, we need to think about as we think about what's going on in Florida and down the Southeast is the overall impact to the insurance agencies and the insurance companies and how it's going to affect our economy. I would tell Kamala, you want to run a commercial, just have Trump saying drill, baby, drill, and then run some tornado footage or pictures of Anna Maria Island in Florida or Asheville, North Carolina. And this is something that's going to be a slow roller effect, but it's coming, and everybody better be ready for it. I mean, there's going to be private insurers completely pulling out of the state of Florida. People are having a harder time getting home insurance and everything else if they can even afford it. So I'm taking phone calls daily now in the industry that I work in. I just spoke to a guy who had a house on Anna Maria Island that he had raised up to 10 feet, and the storm still took his house out. It took his business out, and these people are devastated. So, again, I want to say, any donations to the Red Cross, any food, clothing, things like that that you can find a depositing spot for, please do it. These people need your help, and it's time for all of us to be American instead of being red and blue.
Hey, Brendan, well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. Calvin, let's go back.
Well, yeah, let me pursue one thing here, because one of the things that, if we get far enough into this, that that Trump will talk about is the notion that we ought to that we have all this money to be derived from the oil industry. He talks about how we have more liquid gold under our feet than any other country, and then he specifically says we have more liquid gold than Saudi Arabia. That's not true. Okay, the fact is that the oil reserves in the United States rank 11th in the world, and the countries that have more oil reserves than the United States, starting with the one with the most, are Venezuela, the most, Saudi Arabia, Canada, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Russia, Libya, Nigeria, and then the United States. So we don't have more liquid gold under our feet. We simply are extracting liquid gold under our feet faster than all these other countries right now. And under Joe Biden, actually, we are withdrawing more oil from the ground than we ever have before. So Donald Trump wants to talk about how he would like to promote more oil production when we're beating all the records we've ever set with respect to the level of oil production. And what the caller just said is absolutely correct. One of the reasons that we're withdrawing the people who own oil reserves in the United States are withdrawing it so rapidly now is they know that oil in the ground 20 years from now isn't going to be worth as much as it is right now, because 20 years from now, the world is waking up to the fact that the intensity of storms and the intensity of climate change is a very, very expensive proposition, a very dangerous proposition, a commercially very troublesome proposition, and the marketplace at large is going to start taking steps if government doesn't take steps with respect to mitigating the effects of climate change.
All right. There we let's move. Let's, Calvin, play the next cut, please.
We had to do it fast because you're going to have no industry whatsoever. Whatever you have now, and it's a fraction of what you used to have in the glory days. I call them the glory days. That was when we were the greatest in so many ways. U.S. Steel, look at it. They want to sell U.S. Steel to a foreign country. I'm going to not let that happen. I hope the deal doesn't close before then. I will not let that happen.
Incidentally, that deal already was blocked, number one. Number two, they aren't selling it to a foreign country. They're selling it to a foreign company. Number three, the reason that we were the leader in the world automobile manufacturing was World War II, the Atlantic, and the Pacific. Our industries were all intact after World War II, and the rest of the world's were not. And it wasn't until 1970 when Japan's automobile manufacturing and Germany's automobile manufacturing began to catch up to the United States that we began to feel the effect of world competition in the automobile industry. It was that competition that affected us. We were on top of the world when we had no competition, and we've continued to be a significant contributor of automobiles in the world through our automobile industry, but we have growing economies and growing industries in other places that are competitive with us.
Well, you know, Sandy, he also earlier talked about we're the largest market.
Well, yeah, and we aren't the largest market, and we aren't the largest growth market for sure. And the reason why American automobile manufacturers have been hot to export cars is because they want to have growing demand for their cars, and the United States markets are all very mature and are not rapidly growing, okay? And so rapid growth means international sales in every industry, including the automobile industry.
All right, let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. I think the topic was about fact-checking. Now, I heard the other day, have you ever heard of a fellow named, he's out of Los Angeles, Travis Smiley?
Yes.
You have heard of him?
Yes.
Okay. He mentioned a couple of weeks ago that J.D. Vance is on his third name. So my question is, what is this guy's real name? So I don't know if that's true or what, but I want to check that out, okay?
Well, Sandy is the Book of Hoyle. So, Sandy, do you?
Well, his real name is J.D. Vance because he changed it, okay? So he's legally changed his name. I forget what his original last name was. It wasn't Vance. I think it was Comer. I don't know whether it had to do with family tension reasons or what the reasons were for the name changes. But he's not effectively on the run because everyone knows where he is.
if you had a chance to pick a name, J.D. Vance.
Well, it sounds kind of good in a book. Yeah, you can picture opening a book and seeing that one of the characters' names was J.D. Vance. Probably that's how he dreamed it up. He did write a book, so.
I would probably think Calvin Budenhoff.
I like that one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know how good a made-up name that is.
I thought you did make it up.
All right. 855
stage name
752-4842. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? Build more homes to lower prices and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for president.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I didn't notice it had to do with basketball.
Money, money. But anyway, money, money. I don't know. They always played at basketball games.
Oh, so. All right. Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of today's show. It's Friday, and my co-host Sandy Williams. And, you know, let me do this quickly. What is the guy's name?
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance's first name, according to Tom, is James Donald Bowman. His second name is James David Hamill.
So I guess he was just trying to settle on something that he liked.
I don't know how a guy can run.
Well, you know, he remade himself intellectually because he was an anti-Trumper several years ago, and now he's obviously not. So maybe he's trying to figure out just who J.D. Vance is, including what is his name.
Isn't it kind of weird?
Well, that may be.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Three different names? Anyway, Calvin, go ahead. You can play a little bit more.
Do you think they'd mind selling us some steels in the middle of a conflict? But I don't think we'll have a conflict with China. I think we'll get along with China, and I think we'll get along with Russia, and I think we'll get along with Ukraine, and I think we're going to get that one settled. And I think we're not going to have a problem with Israel, like October 7th would never have happened. Russia would have never happened. They would have never gone into Ukraine had I been president. But under Kamala, we are now in a manufacturing recession.
Sandy, you think he could back up any of that stuff?
No, of course not. I mean, I think that none of that would have happened if I'd been president either. But no, I mean, that's craziness. And the notion that Hamas and October 7th had anything whatsoever to do with who was the president of the United States is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. And you know, Hamas's activities on October 7th are what precipitated what happened in Israel. And so, you know, that's nonsense. And whether or not Ukraine would have been invaded by Russia probably has everything to do with whether or not there would have been an appeasement policy towards Russia that would have been conducted by Donald Trump. You know, I can have disagreements with what the foreign policy was, but we ought to call a spade a spade. The reason Donald Trump says that there wouldn't have been a problem with Russia.
His relationship
is that he rolls over for Russia. Okay. And you know, the notion of the issues with China being something that he can handle, they weren't going very well during his administration. Number one, that was when the situation with China began to harden. And number two, our trade deficits have suffered with Donald Trump in spite of his tariff policy. If you look at the trade deficit history, it doesn't favor Donald Trump.
Calvin, play a little bit more.
Well, a lot of people that don't care about the country, they care about how much money they're going to make, including lobbyists.
It sounds like a projection.
A lot of money. You ever see the money the lobbyists make? They make a lot. But they give a lot of it away. I wonder who they give it to. But we're not going to allow this horror to continue. The four-year-long nightmare for the American auto worker ends the day I take the oath of office, January 20th. It ends.
Well, once again, this is the guy outside the tent promising the people whatever they want to hear so they can come inside the tent and spend a bunch of money to get to see something that doesn't exist, you know, the lizard woman or whatever, you know, and it won't be there other than they'll pay the price of admission and find out how they were skunked when they get inside the tent.
That's a great analogy, by the way. Calvin, next go around.
The American auto industry and bring millions and millions of jobs back to our shores and very quickly.
He's going to bring millions of jobs back.
Well, he said that before, and the number of manufacturing jobs declined during his 4 years. So we should just look at the 4 years, the promises he's made, and understand that they weren't kept, and it's not going to happen, okay? And this is, once again, the promise to come inside the tent. I should think people would after the first 4 years be frightened to go in the tent, okay? I know I always was. I never went in.
Hey, go ahead, Calvin.
Two things. You have borders and you have good elections. You got to have them. And it would be nice to have a free press, which we don't have at all. We have a terrible press. But those three things we have, and we have to straighten it out. So here is the deal that I will be offering to the world.
Here's
to companies outside of our
tell
world,
you what I'm gonna
companies,
do.
These powerful companies that have become powerful because we were stupid. We were stupid. We allowed them to come in and raid and rape our country. That's what they did. Oh, he used the word rape. That's
he did.
Right.
He did more than use the word
rape. Our country.
We should all remember that as well.
States
how ironic.
The lowest taxes, the lowest energy costs. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other country in the world, and it's the best. It's the best. We have the most, and we have the highest
already,
quality.
Enough already, Calvin. Enough already.
I mean, really, all of this is snake oil, and it's not. It's either not with it's without foundation and without the capacity to deliver on the promise, number one, or number two, not true. And so I should think that the people of America would not want to put someone in office who behaves in this manner, okay? That's, I think, a speech like this, if they looked at it analytically, would cause them to make a decision that would cause them not to want to vote for a person who behaves like that.
All right. Sandy, thank you as always. Always great to have you on board. Thank you, Calvin, for a great week. Thank all of you, the listening audience. Up next, Matt and Air on air, Greg Bach and Jane Gabach and Jane Madner. Enjoy 80 degrees. See you guys on Monday.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, John Kramer with the Green Bay Press Times joins us to share details on his trip to Washington, D.C.
And Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality is in to talk about rental properties for the upcoming draft. Join us.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.